All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, with 5 weeks to go, roughly, in the 2016 Major League Baseball season, you're starting to see the playoff picture shape up in certain divisions, but that is not the case in the American League East. This has been a very tight race since the start of the year, and that is still the scenario, as you have the Toronto Blue Jays, Boston Red Sox, and Baltimore Orioles all fighting, scrapping, and clawing with one another to win the division. Now, Toronto enters play today, currently in first place. The Red Sox are a half game behind them, and then the Orioles are in third place, 1.5 games back. And to give you an idea of how tight that things are, Boston and Baltimore are currently the two wildcard teams in the American League. And you look at this race, and all three teams, for the most part, are splitting images of one another. All three have very potent and powerful lineups that can get hot and carry their team for a couple of weeks. You also look at the solid starting pitching, and I have to give the slight edge in that to the Toronto Blue Jays right now because they have a little more depth than both the Red Sox and Orioles. But you look at these bullpens, and all of these teams have solid closers in the ninth inning. Of course, Toronto has Roberto Osuna. You look at Boston with Craig Kimbrell, and then you look at Baltimore with Zach Britton. And I mean, this is a very, very, very interesting race that is going on right now. You look at the managers, of course, John Farrell. He led the Red Sox to a World Series championship in 2013. John Gibbons led the Jays to the AL East title last year and an appearance in the ALCS. And you look at the resume of what Buck Showalter has done during his time as an MLB manager, as he has led the New York Yankees to the postseason. He led the Arizona Diamondbacks to their only to their first playoff appearance. And then he the magic that he has done right now with the Baltimore Orioles, because people forget how bad that Baltimore was before Buck Showalter took over a few years ago. Now, there's a wild card in this entire scenario, because I don't think anything is going to be decided until the final days of the regular season as far as this division goes. But the wild card is the New York Yankees, because you look at the Yankees right now, they're sitting in fourth place in this division. And, you know, they still have plenty to play for. Of course, the Yankees, like all other teams, they're not eliminated. And the Yankees are still lurking in the wild card picture. I doubt that you're going to see a scenario where the Yankees do make the postseason this year, but they still have plenty of games against all three of these teams, and they could go out there and play spoiler. But the one good thing that the schedule makers did this year, all three of these teams play each other late in the season, so a lot is going to be on the line for those games. A matter of fact, the Red Sox and the Blue Jays finish the regular season with one another, and just prior to finishing the regular season with Boston, Toronto has their last home series of the year at home against the Baltimore Orioles, and that's going to be just after Toronto plays a four-game set at the Rogers Center with the Yankees. So again, there is plenty that still has to be decided. It's one of those things, honestly, you can flip a coin and you still probably wouldn't be right to see who's going to win this division. It is going to be nip and tuck. And unless you have a situation where the Detroit Tigers can get hot again, or the Houston Astros can get hot again, because both of these teams are clinging to hopes of getting a wild card slot. You have the Tigers that are 3.5 back of Baltimore right now, and then you have the Astros, who have really fallen off. They're 5.5 out. Kansas City is there 5.5 out. The Yankees are there 5 games out. And Seattle has gotten hot again, and they're 2 games behind Baltimore for that wild card spot. But unless one of those teams that was just mentioned gets hot, you're looking at a situation where the AL East is going to produce 3 postseason teams this year. It's just a matter of fighting to win that division, because you want to do everything possible to avoid that wild card game. But make no mistake about it, if you get 2 of these teams from the AL East in, it's going to be a knockdown, drag out affair in that wild card game. But the race is on. There's still plenty of baseball. Nothing has been decided. And this is going to provide plenty of excitement coming down the stretch in this MLB season. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer down at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming college football season. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.